Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes. And this afternoon, I'm delighted to be joined by Lawrence Connolly at halftime. The Celtic fans were singing Jot on the Wing, and near the end of that game, it was Argentina, Argentina, Argentina. Lawrence Connolly, a different type of challenge for Celtic today, but once again, we come through unscathed. What do you make of that overall performance?
Second half was a lot better, a bit more fluid, started to move the ball quicker. Oh, thought it was great when it came on. Really, really unlucky not to get a goal. Brilliant double save by Laidlaw. Jota hits the bar. Vat unlucky not to get a tap in at the end. Kyogo could have scored one. So, you know, it's a dominant performance again. A bit start-stop first half, a bit more fluent in the second half. Probably the big worry is Taylor. You know, he got injured at Ibrox early in the season. I don't think he's ever fully recovered from it. He's picked up another injury, but the last couple of cameos from Bernabe, we've been saying, he's looking more a player, more part of the team, and what a goal.
Superb finish. Lawrence, we'll be talking about the entirety of the performance because I appreciate that many more people tune in on the full-time bulletin than at half-time, and often we concentrate on the second half, so let's talk about the full game. And I'm really keen to get everybody's comments involved. We were 800 strong at half-time. We went into the half-time break, I guess. A little bit frustrated, but obviously breaking the deadlock through the penalty that Jota slotted away. Now, the Marquee Player Network is a wee bit frustrated with Jota. Full head of hair, he says, and he walks about like that. So if you've got a full head of hair, is there a certain strut? I'm not sure, Lawrence. If he was my mate, I'd be getting him told, get yourself down the barber, son. You ain't coming out with me looking like that. Well, I tell you what, not only has he got a full head of hair, but he's got another goal under his belt. And we were saying going into half-time that perhaps he needed a wee rocket. We've seen a second-half performance from him this season a few times. It's been better than his first. I think that, you know, he's one of these guys, Lawrence, that it isn't always about the tricks now for Jota. I think he's now realised that often it's the sleeves-up performance. And going up to Dingwall, it was all about that today, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, you're going to have to fight for the points against Malcolm Mackay's team today. A lot of the ball stuff getting let go. But the referee threw out the game, you know. But Jota, he proved second half. But, you know, County were tiring. He's unlucky not to score near the end of it. He had a couple of wee tricks, but he definitely, he's a team player as well, mate. He's not just tricks. Mm-hmm. And I think Ange kind of suss his players out. Talk about a team player. Alistair Johnson, mate.
What my man in the match.
What is that man of the match?
Yeah.
The crosses he was putting in, off.
You know, the ones that suit us. Yeah, they suit us.
You remember earlier in the season, Ange was speaking about, I need strikers getting that 6 yards and putting that ball away.
That's right.
You know, that's all that Johnston was asking. And, you know, on another day, could have two or three just from the balls he provided.
No doubt. I actually noted that, because often if a defender has a particularly good game, you know, you remember the goals, you remember the chances, and sometimes you forget about the performances of someone like Alistair Johnston. We spoke about it at half-time, and you're right. It was, I think it was after the Pittodrie game, 1-0, where, you know, we created chance after chance, Lawrence, and he, at the end of the game, Ange Postecoglou mentioned the fact that these players have been told you need to get into the front and the back posts. These crosses get whipped across, and that's where the chances are. Johnston was doing it to great effect. You had Kyogo going to the front post, Maeda at the back post a couple of times, inches away from getting on the end of it. And we've seen Abada getting on the end of these crosses throughout the season as well. So, yeah, I think, in actual fact, Alistair Johnston was my man of the match today. I thought he was brilliant. There was that moment in the first half, obviously, where he finds himself, you know, at the back post with a header, and instead of going for a goal, he cuts it across for Carter Vickers. That could have been the opener. That was within 10 minutes. Yeah. His overlapping's brilliant. He's got that combative edge that often you need. And, you know, you're going into what will be his second game against Rangers with no fear in Alistair Johnston. He's slotted in brilliantly. He really has.
Yeah, Tosh and team have done an excellent job in scouting players. Cracking performance from him today. The second half, I thought Huerta and McGregor were working better together in midfield. The ball was moving better. The more distance between them, creating more space for us. So, really turned it up a notch second half for us. I know that takedown, you know, it was just something different.
It was exceptional. It was exceptional.
Should have, he had a look, decided not to hit it, and when it be a bit wider, didn't get it in target, but off. And a double save from Laidlaw, you know. I think always he's going to get goals for us, that boy.
Yes.
No wonder Klinsmann's coming out and saying that's probably a striker.
Yeah.
Because he looked great. Something totally different from Kyogo. They should have made it too. But, you know, when we got the penalty, Kyogo's fouled off the ball. Second half, blatant foul on the ball. He just looks at him, barges in him. Is Kyogo going to run by him? It's off the ball. What's VAR there for? Who knows? But no attempt to play the ball, just take the man out. But always looking good. And Burnaby, mate, that's cracking finish for him, isn't it? And we may need him because, you know, as I said, Taylor, you get injured at Ibrox. He's never really been 100% since then. And it looked bad there when we went off, but cracking finish. That's got to give Burnaby, you know, loads of confidence.
Massive confidence. Talking of confidence, you know, I'm going to come back to it because I think that the confidence he shows, you know, a lot of people might interpret it as arrogance. I love the confidence in the boy. Still a young player. As you say, the way he brought that ball down was unbelievable. That would have been one of the goals of any season had he managed to finish it. But final word on Alistair Johnston, you know, coming into Ange Postecoglou's time at Celtic. I keep saying we've got one right back at that point. We had two because we had the boy Leo Connor who eventually goes to Tranmere. But you know, Anthony Ralston, who'd been written off by just about everybody, he gets his chance, he takes it. But we go out into the transfer market, we bring in Juranovic, who many thought was that step up you needed for the Champions League. Ralston, he's never let us down. Unfortunately, he's injured. And then when Ange gets the inkling that Juranovic may be on his way, as you say, you know, the button's pushed. We're bringing another right back. He's just, you know, we've managed to identify him from a completely different market again. And he's come in, settled in so well. And he's brilliant. And you go into that game against Rangers and you've got absolutely no issue, no concern whatsoever about Alistair Johnston. I love the way that he approaches the game. He's got a cracking attitude. He's up and down that line all day long, right up to the 90th minute, 98th minute when necessary. When you look across the back line, let's go through the team actually. You look across the back line, Carter Vickers with his usual commanding performance, Starfelt, couple of wee daft moments. He needs to rid himself of these moments in the game, Lawrence, particularly when you're 1-0 up, you know, and the margins are tiny. They're tiny, tiny margins at that stage. A couple of times you're thinking to yourself, do what you're good at. You know, don't try and take too long on the ball or try, you know, he almost messes it up. And then when he gets the ball back, the ball he plays back to Joe Hart puts Hart under great pressure and Hart's forced to just clear the ball, which is against the game plan that Andrew's trying to implement. No massive concerns, I've got to say, but every time he does it, you know, it's another wee notch on the disbelievers and the naysayers of Carol Starfelt, Lawrence.
I said, I suppose, what do you focus on? Some great clearing headers from him. You know, what's kind of puts under pressure a couple of times, and who was the man there clearing the lines for us? It was Starfelt. Yeah, he did a hit pass, and I suppose County get a bit of a lift from that. It's obviously better if he cuts it out, but you know, two seasons running, he's part of the best defence in Scotland. You know, he's a decent defender. I wouldn't be too heavy on him because of that kind of misplaced pass. He was great defending on box when Ross County had us under pressure. Brophy gave him a bit of a hard time. You know, you're always going to have to work hard against Brophy. He likes to get in round about him. And it has be a bit of a nuisance. But yeah, I thought defensively done a good performance from the all sixes in the back, as it turned out. You know, Joe Hart, good save. Johnston, the boy's just a machine. And Cat Vickers, it's just what you expect from him. Now, maybe he should get his header on target, you know, 10 minutes in. Slack pass from Starfelt. Taylor was looking good, a couple of cracking shots. He might open the scoring himself. And then we come to Alexander Bernabe. You know,
This is the importance of what Andrew's trying to build here. You know, when he's taken over, Lawrence, and you're looking at trying to put a starting 11, never mind what's on your bench and what he's got now. He's got backup for every position. And, you know, Ralston gets injured, right? We're quite happy with Johnston. Again, you're looking at why did we have two centre-halves on the bench? Maybe because Stephen Welsh can also play right-back. You know, yep. So there's an option if required. Bernabe comes in for Taylor. As you said, I thought Taylor had a really good game, could open the scoring. Great that he's got that confidence now where it's very natural for him to cut inside and take a shot. Great finish, hits the post. This is obviously the reason why he wasn't included in the squad for the two games for Scotland, and Stevie Clark's put that out there. Remember, there's an issue and all this kind of stuff. He's been managed. He's clearly been managed by Ange with this injury, and unfortunately, he's been taken off. Hopefully, it was precautionary. I know he was limping off. Hopefully, he's going to be all right because you want a strong a complement of players as possible going into next week's game. But then you bring in Bernabe, and yeah, up until now, I think he's divided opinion quite a bit. When you go by the comments, you go by you know, the Axrom contributors and what everybody's been saying. But I think on the last few performances, he's looked far more part of the team. He knows exactly what his role is. The overlaps that he does are fantastic. Maybe he's not got that natural defensive ability, but I'll tell you what, if you can pull a goal like that up, because that settled everybody at that point of the game. And I think, was it Haksabanovic that dummies it?
Yeah.
And he looks round and he's almost disappointed that the dummy's not going to come to anything. And then Bernabe comes along and absolutely rifles. That was a great finish.
Tell you what, the link-up between Iwata and Bernabe, when he came on, there was quite a few times a nice center passing between those two. But Iwata knows how to find the player. He knows the weight of a pass just to put into the path, doesn't it? And it keeps the tempo going, keeps us going forward. It looked really nice. You know, you could see a wee partnership between those two. But finishes is something else, absolutely outstanding. And listen, the Ross County keeper, to keep all out, you know, double save, he was in good form today. It was going to have to be something special to beat him. And it was.
No, you're right. A penalty and then a strike like that, absolutely fantastic. Let's get your thoughts in on the game. We're over 700 strong in a live stream this afternoon. Celtic are a step closer to winning Ange Postecoglou's second in a row. As I say, a different type of challenge, but we rose to it. We rose to the challenge. We didn't panic. We know not only is there a second gear in this team, there's also the options on the bench, which gives you another option in the second half, which when we brought it on, you could see the tempo of the game completely change. And I want to talk about the impact of Bernabe and also the fact that Rocco Vatter came in. We were talking about him at the beginning of the game. I make that his second game for the first team. I'm pretty sure that's his second substitute game appearance for Rocco Vatter.
At the end, mate, he just put away from tapping it into the back post.
Remember, quite a few years ago now. Rocco Vatta would have been 12 or 13 years of age, Lawrence, and you and I were in the penalty spot in Sword Street in Glasgow talking to a good pal of ours, Kevin Tate. And in the shop that day was Rudy Vatta. In fact, I was interviewing him that day, and the interview is still on the channel. If you want to search for that on the YouTube, it's on there. And, you know, I don't think we asked them on tape because we didn't want to really put any pressure on his boy at that point, but certainly after the interview, we were talking to him about Rocco because he was so highly rated at that point, and Rudy was playing it right down, wasn't he? He was just like, he's doing okay. But you just know that him and the family network he's got around him are perfect for a young player coming through. You know, you imagine being that kid who's, you know, making a name for himself at Celtic, Lawrence, the pressures that are obviously going to surround you at that age, and I think he's got a brilliant network in place, and it's just tremendous to see that he's coming in for a chance today. And you hope, you really do hope, and I remember having the same kind of hope. It was Hibs away, he came on against Hibs away at Easter Road, didn't he, just before the Rangers game it was, and because Moy played so well against Hibs but then missed out against Rangers, and you were hoping that he'd be on the bench that afternoon, and he wasn't. It would be brilliant to see him on the bench against Rangers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, be great. You know, be great for his confidence. But yeah, his network's going to keep his feet in the ground. You know, I don't think Rudy will let him get too big-headed.
No.
And Rudy will be able to guide him, you know, tell him the path ahead as a professional footballer. But, you know, he looked part of the team when he came on, and just for a foot, he'd have been on a score sheet. But it's great to see young boys coming through and getting minutes in the park. But I think sub of the day, who would it be? You know, Awata was great. So is Bernabe. I'd probably give it to O, even though Bernabe's got that cracking second goal. I just thought, absolute different dynamic of the team when O comes on. You know, he can really lead that line, can't he? Doesn't matter if defenders get too tight to him. He's just going to take it close and roll them. He can stick the ball to them. He can turn with it. He should have got on the score sheet, shouldn't he? Bar Laidlaw having a miraculous double save, he would have done. I think, you know, always going to be absolutely an outstanding player for us.
That double save you're talking about, Lawrence, I think it says a lot about the style of player that O is. Firstly, he's basically manhandled down. You've seen it quite a lot in the box. You know, he ends up getting taken to the ground. I think he's won a couple of penalties for us. But as soon as he gets taken down, he gets a shot and he's back on his feet. He wants the second chance. You know, when you're looking at it, he's so focused on getting a second chance. He doesn't know on his right-hand side there's maybe a layoff on. He's not even thinking about that. Yeah. And he goes for a second chance. I've maybe called him a wee bit selfish at times, but it's just that absolute focus to try and get on the score sheet. There's a point to be made here. We used to go on about Giakoumakis and the fact that he was penalised so often domestically by the refs because he was so strong. Upper body strength was brilliant. And like you say, he would roll a player, but he'd be penalised for it. O's doing it and he's not getting penalised. He's doing it better. His technique's better. And I love that about him because he's a completely different option up front than Kyogo. And on a day like today, you know, even if that was nothing each today and you bring on O, you're looking for him to make a big difference. And he did make a big difference.
Yeah, I think he's an upgrade in Giakoumakis, as good as Giakoumakis was for us. Technique is better. I think he's more mobile. His runs are better. He brings players into the game better. I think all round he's better than Giakoumakis. Really unlucky not to score. Great addition. You know, you've got Jurgen Klinsmann bigging him up. What a striker that boy was in his day.
He wasn't a bad striker, eh?
Yeah, he was all right. Remember I said about for Tottenham? Yeah, cracking striker. But yeah, again, we turned to our bench, you know, and I think Bernabe, they looked outstanding from the bench, didn't they? Haksabanovic, Turnbull maybe not so much, but
I thought David Turnbull done okay.
Yeah, he was okay. Bernabe, you could argue, has done enough to stake a claim for a start. He's got Kogan in front of him, but he's pushing him all the way now, isn't he? Is Turnbull really pushing for a start just now?
There's a debate. There's a debate right there. There's a good debate. We're talking about it at half-time, weren't we, Lawrence, about O'Reilly and the performance. Without overly criticising O'Reilly, You know, I think there was maybe three or four occasions in that first half where he's lost possession. And it's noticeable because Celtic retained possession so well that when it breaks down, it's very, very noticeable. And it seemed to break down quite a few times with Matt O'Riley. If he's getting an assist or scoring a goal, you tend to overlook it. And at halftime, we were talking about what's the change. And we said, well, your options are David Turnbull or maybe the young boy Summers coming in into it. And it's maybe not the right. Maybe it's not the right time for Summers to come in. So Turnbull makes an appearance. I think that he had one really good chance, which you expect from him from distance, you know, pulling a shot out of nothing. And again, he was up against the goalkeeper in inspired form. A couple of times you thought to yourself, he's retained possession really well. So I'm going to put it out there, and hopefully we'll get some comments coming up on this one as well. You go into that game against Rangers, you're looking at Taylor and you're hoping that he makes it. If he doesn't, Burnaby gets the start, okay? And then what about the midfield, though? You know, Moy, Hatate might be back in time for the Rangers game. If O'Riley's the starter today and you go into a situation similar to today in terms of your personnel, does O'Riley get a start against Rangers?
I think if Moy or Maid is fit, he doesn't. You know, there was one second half where Maidia's gone down the left and he's going to take the boy on. And O'Riley runs over and takes the space and runs into the space Maeda's going to go into. And you're like, come on, you've got to see that's the space for Maeda. He's going to take him outside and go with pace. Just hold in the middle. And you're thinking, you're coming wide. You're going to have your back to goal. You're going to be taking it wider even if it plays the ball to you. If you'd stayed wide, Maeda would have taken him outside and he can cut it back to you. I don't think, yeah, wasn't O'Riley's best game today. I'm not saying it was a poor game, but I don't think it keeps Maeda or Moy out of the team in that showing if either of them are fit. And yeah, it's the same question for Turnbull. You know, does his cameo put pressure on O'Riley to start over O'Riley? Don't think so. You know, it's much just between Turnbull and O'Riley just now. And I think both Moy and Maid are ahead of both of them.
I'd agree with that. If they're fit, they play. And by the way, you know, Iwata, on today's performance is more able than anyone to step up, I think, on that kind of form. I thought he was really composed. We said that at half-time, Lawrence. Never hides. Listen, second half, maybe he's tiring, but he's not had a lot. I think it was like 200 minutes of football since he came to Celtic. He's not had a lot, and there was one or two occasions where he was caught out a wee bit. At that point, Ross County were breathing down his neck, but I think he's very confident. He's a type of player that never hides. He's always looking for the ball, sometimes demanding the ball. And like you say, he's understanding with Callum McGregor in that second half seemed to be a lot better. But if we face Rangers, in terms of the midfield, Lawrence, with the same staff as we had today, the same players available as we had today, what's your midfield? Because obviously Moy and Hatate start. If they're not fit, though, what's your midfield? That's a big question. That's a big question based on today. Yeah.
Today, I don't think Turnbull's done enough to take over from O'Riley. I genuinely don't. Against them. So I guess O'Riley's starting, yeah. I don't think Turnbull's done enough to put pressure on O'Riley to take his starting spot from him. So that's, it would have to be as is if Moy or Maid aren't fit. I don't think you're going to start Summers or in front of O'Riley. So I think it's you would go as is. Try to think out would Ange spring a surprise and maybe anyone further forward. I don't think so. Yeah, you'd go as is if it's the same. But I think Maid and Moy will be back, in which case O'Riley's dropping out.
Hatate and Moy. I hope so, because, you know, we've seen in that first half, Lawrence, that there was something a wee bit missing in that particularly in the midfield. We had all the possession, we dominated, but obviously it was a penalty that got our noses in front. You and Boy Martin, always an absolute pleasure to see you, my friend, and you're on the YouTube channel. Anyone else who wants to comment, get subscribing. It's subscriber comments only on the channel, for obvious reasons. You and Boy Martin, rocket goal, what a belter. Absolutely. I don't know if Burnaby knows the meaning of the word belter yet, Ewan Boy, but with goals like that, I'm pretty sure he will very, very soon. We've also got Boheed Bob. Huge for Benny, huge for Celtic. 2-0 going on 5 or 6. Never in doubt. Keep the faith. especially next week, please. It's again, I think you and I have done enough games, Lawrence, that we don't get too agitated at halftime if it's not going our way. We know that not only have you got a second gear in the boys that are on the park, you've got the options on the bench should you require them. So at halftime, even without that goal, I wouldn't have been, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as they say.
No, definitely not. We know the opposition's going to tire. We know we've got a superior bench. We're one up. And just drilled it into them. We don't stop. We keep going. We've been unlucky. I think Carter Ficker should have got his header on target. Taylor's unlucky on a couple of occasions. The keeper's been fairly decent. Mm. But we know we're going to get chances. We're going to create chances and we'll take them when they fall away. I'll take some of them and Burnaby, oh, that's just an absolute ball.
You were impressed with that goal, eh? I'm getting that impression.
Yeah, not just that, just the way he came on. He was linking up with Iwata there. You know, he was running onto balls. He was looking a real handful for Ross County. And
we need to get you an Argentina Adidas tracksuit top for a future match day, I think, Lawrence.
Yeah, colours perhaps not right, but who knows?
Sky blue and white. What's their away colour? Oh, dark blue. Right, we'll go with the sky blue. Danielle, you're back in. What a goal. Yeah, it was fantastic. And, you know, by the way, another big shout-out to the travelling Celtic support. You know, what you have to do to get up there, when you have to leave your gaff to get up there and get on the supporters' buses and come over from Ireland and do all that. The commitment is unbelievable. And they sang for 98 minutes right behind the team. Superb, superb support. And it's always, I think it's always key to highlight that as well, Lawrence, because, you know, they trip. I know that obviously they're great away days and all that kind of stuff, but the support, you know, if you're going into the last 10 minutes of a game, it's absolutely critical. It's key. And Peter Grant spoke about it, by the way. Yeah, another name drop for Big Granny. Yeah. But he spoke about the importance of the Celtic fans and what they can give you. They can give you that extra edge. They can give you that extra 5%, which is key in games like this.
Yeah, you need someone to drive you on, to keep you at a level of performance, not to allow it to drop. And, you know, the support hats off to them. You know, they've certainly done that. 98 minutes seems to be the time of games up there. But, another great away day for them. 3 points in the back. And I'm sure it's going to be happy buses on the way down. Hopefully they've got stop-off planned. You know, there'll be a few sore heads tomorrow. But
I'm sure they're well planned.
Outstanding, you know, and where were the beneficiaries of a VAR decision today? The boys get his hand up here, you know. I don't think Carter Vickers gets it. It's off his arm. But at the same time, I think it was more a penalty than Kyogo. You know, almost at the same time he's filled in the box. Second half, Kyogo, the boy just barges into him. You know, Kyogo's running, going to run past him, just steps in him and shoot it right into him. There's a few things VAR missed today, I'd say, because if the Kyogo penalty is given instead of the handball penalty, it's possible red card.
The thing is, as well, Lawrence, whenever it comes to the point where Celtic do get a decision that's maybe on the fence, right, all of a sudden, there's certain people within the media reckoning that washes all the previous sins, and it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. You know, that, I mean, Celtic are attacking on such regularity in every single game. We're in the opposition's box so often in every single game. There's going to be a hell of a lot of our decisions to review. And every so often, you're going to get one that might be on the fence.
Listen, I'll tell you something. The decision was real strange when we were attacking. And the Ross County boy injured, challenging, I think it was Burnaby. Looked like he hurt his knee. Didn't look like contact. Ends up off the park, rolls back onto the park with a knee injury. And we stop the game when we're attacking because he's down with a knee injury.
Yeah.
That's not the rules. You know, it's head injuries you stop the game from. So it was, you know, if you want to talk about it. I don't think we did get benefit. I think it's a penalty because Carter Vickers doesn't hit it. His hand's up here. He's trying to feel for Carter Vickers. The ball's straight on his arm. It's unnatural position. It's a penalty. Why he didn't get a yellow card? It's a different matter. I thought he might have got a yellow for that as well. But right at the same moment, I'd have rather the penalty for Keogh because I think there's a shout for a red card there.
Yeah, well, that was the one that was actually being focused on with the replays prior to the VAR replay coming up. Yeah. It was the Keogh incident that they were focusing on. Paddy Lavery, great to see you, sir. Good to see young Rocco getting on. It is. We spoke about it before the game, and it's brilliant for him to come in and get his second appearance for Celtic. The Marquee Player Network huffed and puffed, and we eventually blew the house down, folks. Yeah, we did. And at this stage, we'll look back on that. It's not a classic performance, Lawrence. It's just another one of those games where we get the job done. We're still 9 points clear. You look at that table, it's another game off the list, and we go into the Rangers game next week full of confidence.
Yeah, probably not classic. You know, you've got, I don't know, about 30 shots, 75% possession. But yeah, disrupting midfield, taking away where we were going. Second half, we looked a lot smoother. I don't know if Iwata ended up playing a wee bit further forward than McGregor at times, but they definitely got their distances better. I don't think anyone could watch that 90 minutes and say we didn't deserve the 3 points.
No, you know, absolutely
perhaps
not.
Perhaps we're getting a wee bit spoiled with the quality, how regularly Ange's teams are absolutely scintillating. You know, it's 3 or 4 goals going on 7 or 8. It wasn't that type of performance today, but well worthy of the win. Well worthy of it. It was good to see Bernabe getting another cracker, you know, some cracking minutes. Same way Iwata, and O's performance, mate. I would say he was the best. That was just outstanding. That takedown and turn. You gave us something different.
That was quality. Aye is decorating goes as far as say this sticky game. Great 3 points. 8 minutes added, but only one side threatened in injury time. True. O will bag the winner next week. Mark my words. I bet he's got good odds on that, by the way. So maybe stick a fiver on it. Aye, it's decorating. And Joseph McGonigal agrees with myself. AJ is the man of the match. I totally agree with that. AJ was the man of the match. I thought it was brilliant today. David Boyle, another shout out for Bernabe, because he's taken a bit of stick. You know, not 2 ways about it.
But rightly so, is it? You know, it's 3.7 million. A lot of money for us to spend. And first few times you come in, you're going, is he a player? He doesn't look part of this team. Even the at Hampden, the first 45 minutes, players weren't really passing to him. Second half, he looked a bit more of it. But the last few performances, he's looked really part of the team and he's capped it off with a fine goal. As in AJ, I think he could have done another 98 minutes. He didn't seem to tire at all, mate. Regardless of the fact he was up and down the line for 98 minutes, he still looked the freshest player in the park at the end. Mm-hmm. The boy's got some engine, isn't he?
He has. He absolutely has. Personal Jesus, 6+ goals from Kyogo will put him third for a season post 2000. 21st century boy should really be smashing that with potentially 10 games left. Some strike from Bernaboy, as he's now known. But yeah, I mean, Kyogo, there's obviously been a few games that he's not scored in. But I think that he is a player that you look upon. Next week, you would be absolutely gutted if he wasn't available for selection. But on the same, or by the same token, O will give you something different when required. And by the way, if one of them can run them ragged for 60 minutes, another one comes on and scores the goal, I think we'll all be delighted. Just as we run the last few seconds down of our post-match show, we're still 9 points ahead. We go into the game against Rangers next week. Who's going to be covering it? I'm not too sure if you're going to get a ticket yourself, Lawrence, or if you're going to sit in here with me. But we will definitely be covering it on Axom. No two ways about that. We have been busy, boys. And at the end of the month, we've got two of the stars from the road to Seville. We've got Alan Thompson and we've got John Hartson joining us on stage. Tom was up first at Gracie's, which are great wee nights, brilliant bar, you'll know it well, I'm sure. A couple of tickets left for the Tomo night. Ticket link is underneath the video. And then the following night at Barra's Art and Design, slightly bigger venue, we've got John Hartson joining us. There's a third boy from Seville, actually, who is going to be announced either tomorrow or the next day for May. So watch that space, because the live events are great fun. It gives you the chance to meet some of the Axom troops, but also you can meet the player in question as well and get them to sign items and get your photograph taken with them and all that kind of stuff.
It's absolutely brilliant meeting that online community in person.
It's
outstanding. You know, Walter Orr, a good chat with him, and Bob McLean, Sean Kelly, Mr. Diamond. It was great.
We've seen Paddy Lavery, of course.
One and only Paddy Lavery.
Yeah, the boys from Ardoyne came over for the first game.
Yes, Paddy, president of Ardoyne, I believe, mm-hmm. of the whole area. But yeah, it's just great, isn't it? Great fun.
Fantastic.
Peter Grant was absolutely outstanding, wasn't
he? I can't sing his praises enough. He was superb, absolutely. And he stepped in for Danny last minute as well. That's got to be said. But we don't say that to get anybody worried about Danny. It's just circumstances. Danny wasn't able to make it on the night, and Peter stepped in, and he was superb. Listen, it's always a great post match when I'm joined by Lawrence Connolly. Thank you everybody for getting involved. You keep supporting the channel simply by giving us thumbs up on the videos and subscribing to that. And, you know, every single one of you makes a massive difference to a Celtic state of mind. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12:30 as usual.
bit of news coming through. Poor Brendan, out of job.
Did you say poor Brendan? There's one thing about Brendan. He's no poor. That's for sure. Yeah,
has that been sacked?
Has he you been know, sacked, has he?
Sacked mutually, don't know, but apparently he's Terminado.
Oh, yes. Mutually consented, Terminado indeed. You wonder when someone like Neil Lennon will be welcome back to Celtic, and I hope that happens soon. When will Brendan Rodgers be welcome back? Not quite sure.
But that's a hugely different question, isn't it? Lenny's Celtic through and through. There's no way he wanted that season end like it did.
He's walked away, apparently.
The truth's going to come out over Lenny, but Lenny's, you know, he's made some comments about players being there and he wanted to sell them. He was overruled, told them that the fans would go mad if they sold them. And perhaps that was the same players we were saying, you know, they've chipped it. They're not giving 100%. So, yeah. You know, he's won the treble as a player and as a manager, Lenny. I think it's completely different to a manager that leaves you almost in the lurch. You know, I don't think we'd won at Easter Road in a while. He wanted to take the whole staff only. John Kennedy says, no, you know, I'm not going with you. I'm going to stay with Celtic. Yeah, bar that, everyone would have went. You know, oh, sorry. If Brendan had his way, they left us with nothing. You know, on the run into a treble that was still up in the air. So, yeah, I don't think the status amongst fans is anywhere in doubt. I think Lenny's miles above, and everybody eyes miles above Brendan, and always will be.
I totally agree with that. I'm just, there's certain people that you wouldn't have on a bill for live events, and there was a few April Fool ones kicking about yesterday, Lawrence, and I would never put Neil Lennon in that category. I look forward to him coming back into the fold at some point in the future. Brendan Rodgers, though, not sure how he would be welcomed, in inverted commas, onto a stage full when the venue is full of Celtic fans.
The only Celtic book that I've got, I've not finished, is his book. I got it for Christmas and was halfway through it, and the news broke he was leaving. That's it. So
the bookmark is still in there?
Yeah, still at that page, mate. But probably the reason I'm not going to buy that book on hand, I'm thinking, don't want to jinx things.
No, you're right. We'll wait until the Celtic version comes out, right? Listen, great day at office for Celtic. Slightly different challenge, but we got through it. 9 points ahead as we go into the Rangers clash next week at a full Celtic Park, full of Celtic fans as well, Lawrence. We'll be there, and we'll be back at 12:30 tomorrow with our normal Monday bulletin with Colin Watt. All that's left for me to say is thanks again, Lawrence Connolly, for joining me on A Celtic State of Mind.
Absolute pleasure.
Network.